Smarter modeling brings geothermal within reach. September 10th, 2025. Geothermal energy works like a giant rechargeable battery under our feet, says Professor Elsa Maalouf, who teaches in AUB's Maroun Semaan Faculty of Engineering and Architecture. It provides heating in the winter and cooling in the summer by circulating fluid through underground pipes, quietly, invisibly, and reliably. While solar panels and wind turbines have become increasingly common in the green transition, one of the most efficient and least intrusive renewable technologies, geothermal, remains out of reach for many low-resourced communities due to its costs. A new study by Maalouf at AUB could help change that by introducing an innovative simulation technique that reduces the time and computing power needed to design efficient, shallow geothermal wells. Unlike solar and wind, geothermal operates day and night in all seasons. Its performance depends more on ground conditions and system design than on short-term weather fluctuations, making it suitable for both dense cities and remote rural areas. However, systems come with high upfront costs, especially during the design phase. Before a geothermal system is built, engineers must run detailed computer simulations to predict how heat will flow underground and how the system will respond to local weather, soil conditions, and sizing. These simulations are complex and time-intensive, often requiring specialized software and significant computing resources, says Maalouf. This makes them costly and less accessible in many low-resource settings. Maalouf's team tackled that problem in research recently published in Energy Conversion and Management, X. At the heart of their method is an approach called the bucket space approximation. This refers to the small, tightly curved area at the bottom of a geothermal well where circulating fluid loops back upward, an area that is particularly complex to simulate because of swirling, turbulent flow. Instead of modeling every detail, the team developed a mathematical shortcut that mimics the bucket's effect on heat transfer and flow without the heavy computational load. Now engineers can run these simulations on a regular laptop in a few hours instead of days, without sacrificing accuracy, Maalouf explains. This makes the technology accessible to researchers and designers everywhere. One of the study's most exciting findings is its global relevance. The team tested their models in diverse climates, from cold Oslo to hot Valencia, demonstrating that shallow geothermal systems can be adapted for nearly any region. You don't need the sun to shine or the wind to blow, Maalouf says. You just need access to the ground. Still, Maalouf notes that engineering alone is not enough. In a recent review published in Renewable and Sustainable Energy Reviews, she and her co-authors stressed that successful adoption also requires supportive policies, financing mechanisms, and community awareness. Even the most efficient system won't be built if no one understands it or can afford it, she says. This makes the team's cost-cutting advancements all the more critical. By making simulations and designs cheaper and easier, their work could help broaden access to geothermal energy, allowing it to take root in regions like Lebanon, where energy systems are fractured and climate challenges are growing. There's real potential for these systems to reduce noise, air pollution, and energy bills, especially in areas struggling with energy insecurity, Maalouf notes. But for that to happen, people need to know it's possible, and it has to be affordable. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.